This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all the good guys and girls out there, you patriots across America, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley today, I'm filling in for him. Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'm coming to you live here from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina, live here from the bunker on another beautiful day as we are into spring 2019. If you'd like to check us out online, our website is sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're not going to take calls today because we've got a special guest on the line, and we're going to get to him in just a moment. But also, if you'd like to follow Bradley on Twitter, whatever that's worth nowadays, you can do that at BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1, that's Bradley with two E's, Dean1 on Twitter. You can also find him on Facebook, again, for whatever that's worth nowadays, at Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty, if you're interested in checking that out. Just a couple of things that are going on in the news today before we get to our guest. In Mississippi, we reported earlier this week on a police officer who left her, this is ridiculous. She left her small child strapped in her police car to go into the house of a fellow officer and have sex with him, falling asleep, leaving her child in the overheated car in which the child died. She has now received 20 years in jail. Yes, that's a police officer who did that. As Democrats have subpoenaed the White House over security issues, just remember 44 House Democrats exempted Muslim IT spies from background checks. Now, that's not to cover if what's being stated about the White House is true. It's just simply saying there is hypocrisy galore in our political system, and some people need to be paying the price. They need to be impeached. They need to be held accountable for endangering national security. Also, Muslim rep Ilhan Omar working behind scenes for release of top Muslim Brotherhood leader. This is at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And a new one by our friend Eric Rush, Blacks Blind to Their Own Cultural Enslavement. You may think, well, that's kind of racist, isn't it? Well, Eric is a black man, and so he can speak to those things, and I think, as always, Eric is very eloquent in what he presents. Also, one more before we get to our guest. I could sell in an abortion to anybody. Now, this is by Dr. Jerry Newcomb on the film Unplanned, which is the story about Abby Johnson. She was like Big Kahuna at Planned Parenthood until she actually saw an abortion. She left that. She repented. Listened to her a couple years back, actually with Bradley down at the Georgia Right to Life a banquet there, and we heard Abby's testimony and what she had been doing, how God had changed her life, and he is using her in that fight to not regulate abortion, but to abolish it. That's where we got to be at. We can't take any more pro-life bills that don't seek to abolish it. All that's doing is regulating it. So, with that said, and that being about a movie, I'm going to bring you a guy who is in the movie business. He's been in the movie business some four decades or so, and he has engaged the culture for quite a while. His name is David Rosser. David has over 35 years experience in the industry as a producer, director, and animator, as well as storyboard artist, director, and creator of special effects. Some of the things I've noticed on his website are things I saw as a child that he had a hand in, such as Sinbad and the original Clash of the Titans, and some other old films I used to see when I was a kid when I went to the movie theater. And so David has joined us online today to talk with us about a new project that he is working on, as well as the censorship that has taken place in shutting down any efforts he has at putting out movies that will reach our young people. And that's really the heart of Bradley Dean, the heart of the Sons of Liberty, as well as reaching old, but to reach the younger generation. David, I want to welcome you to the Sons of Liberty.
Thanks very much. Great to be here. On those two points, I'd like to bring up two links for your listeners, and if we could repeat them over the course of the show, that would be great. But you just laid the framework for two important links that I think they should go to.
One, yeah, sure.
Yeah. What one is, I hate to say it, but we have a crowdfunder, can't be seen, only through venues like yours can anyone be made available and understand it, unless somebody emails someone else. But even then, people aren't getting emails. I regard this as a huge, huge sort of backhanded celebrity endorsement by the people who are doing all the censorship, because they obviously believe this thing is going to be successful, because they're putting real muscle and weight into stopping it. If you go to RosslerStudios.com, that's RosslerStudios.com, RosslerStudios, RosslerStudios, and on the far right of the task bar at the top, which might be an appropriate place for it to be if you think about it, it says help crowdfund. If anybody has an extra 5, 10, 15, 20 bucks they want to put in or more, we sure can use it, because we're being strangled financially very, very badly. Right now we're down to simply going to individual investors. And even then, I mean, we've got people on our team who have been in the industry even a little longer than I have, very well connected. They talk to their sources, and they say, I don't want to have anything to do with it being Christian. And
right.
These guys will say, yeah, but it's going to make a fortune. And they're like, yeah. One guy, even when...
David, hang on with us. We're coming up on a break here. Oh. I want to kind of lead people on to what we're doing, and yeah, then let's bring them into that. So hang on through the break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer. Have you ever wanted to meet Bradley Dean face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball? Well, April 12th through the 14th is your chance. Occupy2019.com. Canton, Ohio, one of the Midwest's premier conferences. Russ Dizdar, Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and others are going to teach you how to get in the game. Occupy2019.com, Canton, Ohio. We'll see you there.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
On the line with us, we have David Rosler. You can find him at davidrosler.com and also roslerstudios.com. Before the break, David went into jumping in a little bit ahead of where I was, but that's okay. To funding a movie that will reach young people. Unlike a lot of the Christian movies that are out today, this one is seeking to have a sci-fi, action, adventure kind of thing. And it's very high quality. It is not your normal Christian film by any stretch of the imagination. And that's really where the Sons of Liberty's heart is in reaching the next generation. So, David, tell us about your new movie first, and then let's get to some of the other things about how people can jump in and they can help.
Oh, okay. By the way, we also have something going. I want your listeners to stay tuned because we also have something going where we're developing a way to fight back against Twitter and Facebook in a truly meaningful way that apparently may have already had some significant effect. And before I talk about Orbiter and the studio, I was listening to some of your ads, and let me say that I want to, never got a chance before, I'd like to applaud the work that Sons of Liberty is doing. I love the ads. I love the way your mission is worded. I think it's really terrific. I think what you guys are doing, I think you understand where we are and specifically what we need to do to to correct the society that's practically turning into a high-tech version of Caligula Caesar's Rome. So I just want to tip my hat to Sons of Liberty for what you're doing.
Sure, thank you.
You bet. Well, Orbiter is meant to reach the younger generations, the millennials, the teens, not the kids so much, because it isn't really a Star Wars kind of science fiction. The way I describe it is it's more like a Tom Clancy suspense political thriller that just happens to take place on the International Space Station. And the basic setup is that we have two of our two main characters are devout Christians. who kind of discover them, each other, in a small group of eight people serving on board, the rest of whom are all atheists. And what happens is their faith is tested, and their understanding of Scripture helps the situation tremendously when, on Earth, the countdown to World War III begins, and the station is simultaneously sabotaged with explosives to cripple it as an act of war in advance of World War III being begun by an enemy that nobody really has recognized as the countdown begins, because communications, being all computer generated, have basically been shut down. And with only 24 hours to before the countdown begins, there is really no time for the internet people to go through it. So it's a fairly intense suspense thriller. The screenplay was partially collaborated on by an old friend of mine. He's a New York Times best-selling thriller novelist named Michael Prescott. If they go to RoslerStudios.com and look at the team, they'll look at people who have generally at least 30 years of experience in the business and have all really made a very significant mark. So this is not a it's really an odd dichotomy. It really is, because on the one hand, we have all this terrific stuff and this terrific team, and on the other hand, we're being strangled financially, because in today's landscape, you must have social media, especially if you're a new fledgling business. You must have social media to survive, and they're making sure we don't have any social media, the people who, you know, are censoring everything.
Right, and let's talk about that in just a second. Do you want to, we've kind of given a brief thing about, and people can check it out at your websites, but you've been in this business. You're starting a studio, obviously, yourself here, but you're not new to the business. You've been in it almost four decades.
Right.
And let people know what's come out of why the people are targeting you. What is the reason that they don't want your movie to be successful?
I think, I mean, it's going to sound self-serving, but ask other people who are in the industry who are sympathetic to what we're trying to do. There can really only be one reason. They don't want us to succeed because they're afraid we're going to succeed too well. They know that we're targeting, the millennials, the teens in the 20s, people in the teens in the 20s. And they know how we plan to bring them back to God. And that really, you know, obviously there is a huge political component to this. And that's probably what's driving the very severe intensity of it. Not an ideological stand against Christians as much as a strategic move against Christians for political purposes, ostensibly leading up, of course, to the 2020 elections. But, you know, we know some of the players involved, and be more than happy. I mean, I've said it before on the radio, I'll say it again. We know who's at Twitter, who's doing this. We know. Del Harvey is Twitter's head of trust and safety. She goes by, you want to hear about a geek? She goes by the name Del Bias Harvey. Her real name is Allison Chang. She's from South Carolina. Everybody who's investigated these people know it. She was the second in command of a brainchild created by someone who is plainly a sadistic psychopath named, well, his real name is, or used to be before he apparently changed it, Philip John Idey. He goes by Xavier Von Erk. What they created almost 20 years ago was a thing called Perverted Justice. And it was their group that you had seen some years back on Dateline NBC that was to catch a predator going after child pedophiles. And, you know, it was obviously a fairly gross parade of losers who are being tricked by perverted justice, by who were pretending to be children, and leading these guys on to think that they were going to have sex with kids, and then they you know, sandbag them. And they for a while they got very good media. Oh, you're a vigilante group, and aren't you so wonderful because of your cause? The only problem is on Xavier Von Ert's own blog, Evil Vigilante, if you can believe it. I mean, he was a guy who started this thing in his mid to late 20s. So already, you know, you're saying, why don't you have a job? Why are you trying to get married and have a wife, you know? Instead, he was sitting in the bedroom of his mother's apartment, who was working herself to death to feed his face and keep, you know, a light on over his head, while he developed a technique for tormenting people on the Internet. And he virtually admits on his blog that that was the purpose of perverted justice. So all these people, even Tucker Carlson, 15 years ago or something, when he was filling in for someone, had Xavier Von Ert on the show. And, oh, boy, you're catching. Nobody apparently read this guy's blog. He doesn't do it for the kids. He says he doesn't like children. What he likes to do is to watch bad people twist. What he likes to do is expose the underbelly of the Internet. In other words, he created perverted justice so that he found some angle that he could sadistically torment and destroy countless human lives under the banner of some sort of nobility. He practically admits it. So what happens? Dateline has one particular segment. The whole thing goes horribly wrong. A guy who never engaged in pedophilia puts a gun in his puts a gun to his head and kills himself when they show up at his home.
Wow.
Perverted justice people were there. The guy's name is Louis Conrad, and his sister sued NBC and got a settlement of reportedly $104 million for his death. These people are dangerous.
Okay. Hang on a second. We're going into another break here in just a moment. And on the other side of the break, we'll pick back up there and lead us into the thing of the things of, that are tying to the censorship from Twitter, Facebook, emails, anywhere you can go out to get the word out about this movie. Hang on, folks.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Thursday when once again the topic turned to immigration.
You put a foot into the United States. Congratulations. Go get Perry Mason to represent you. You end up with a court case. And then they release you, and you come back 4 or 5 years later, but nobody comes back.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says encryption by tech companies is making it difficult for law enforcement to do their job. The FBI director was speaking at a House Appropriations hearing. He says terrorism and drug trafficking remain major threats.
And increasingly, these threats and others are cyber-based. And the more we shift to the Internet as the conduit and the repository for everything that we use and share and manage, the more we need the best tools and the most creative ways to combat this cross-cutting and growing dimension of the threat.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details. U.S. only.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, welcome back to Midway Point, FunsLibertyRadio.com. On the line with us is David Rosser. He has tremendous experience in the movie industry. In fact, if you want to see some of what's going on about the movie that we're talking about and some of the attacks against him to keep him off of social media, go to RosserStudios.com. There's a couple of videos there that you can look at. One is an investor tour. Kind of gives you a short little blip of some of his work. And then there's also a sort of a comparison as far as the visual effects that David produces. Side by side, the movie Orbiter versus this movie Gravity. I think I saw that a few years back with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney, I believe, and it was $100 million to make that. Take a look at those videos, and you'll see exactly what he's talking about what he's trying to produce to reach the younger generation and those coming up, the millennials, with the gospel message. And David, we were going out, and you were talking about these guys, this guy with Perverted Justice and people killing themselves. I dealt with that with a group of guys who did that with the Stolen Valor people. And sometimes they were getting the right guys, and sometimes they were getting the wrong guys, and driving those people really to kill themselves.
That's
they
right.
were pounding them so much. So you want to pick up there and tell us a little bit more about the movie, what the aim is, what you're looking for from people as far as support. And then in the final segment, what we'll do is we'll kind of branch that out a little more of how people can get involved and help you.
All right. I would like to just follow up on the concluding idea. I told you all about Perverted Justice, Xavier Von Erich, Del Harvey. The reason they are significant is that when their gig with Dave Vine collapsed, when Lewis Conrad killed himself because of what they did, and his sister sued NBC and apparently won for a settlement, in a settlement of $104 million. When they lost their gig with Dateline NBC, they Del Harvey was hired around 2006, 2007. Numbers a little fuzzy. Del Harvey. Del Harvey was hired by Jack Dorsey at Twitter. Now, she had had no job experience whatsoever except with this trolling organization called Perverted Justice. And everybody knows it's a trolling organization. One of the producers at NBC, oh, darn it, I can't remember her name, Marcia, it'll come to me. She warned NBC that these people were not to be trusted, and she was fired for warning. And her her legal case is online. I believe, and you know, we've done a lot of research on this. We sent a letter to Xavier Von Erich at Twitter and was left for him at the desk. He had taken his Perverted Justice Foundation corporate identity and moved it from Oregon to California the same time that Del Harvey was hired by Twitter. To be their head of trust and safety, mind you. Okay? So she is the one who's really there, supposedly. Supposedly. I think it's Xavier Von Erich, because she was always a front person. And when he moved it to California, he has his official mailing address is in Hermosa Beach, which is supposed to make people think he's down pursuing more television work, you know, near an hour outside of Hollywood. His legal representation is actually 5 hours north at a place called Courtgate, which is a one-hour drive door-to-door to Twitter. We sent a package to him with evidence and so forth. We were sending other people. Twitter was left for him at the desk. So Xavier Von Erich and Del Harvey from the incredibly destructive group Perverted Justice are obviously working inside Twitter and have been since Twitter's inception. What that infers to me is that Twitter was never simply a social media outfit. It was always meant to be a politically oriented seek and destroy mission. It's incredibly dangerous. They have 300 million users every day, any whom of which, if not all, could be ruined by these people who now, within Twitter, number somewhere, according to Jack Dorsey, the people, the content reviewers, 25,000.
Wow.
Twitter is incredibly dangerous. So if you go to Google and you have, and you type in, you know, if you Google iPetitions, small iPetitions, and then the name Rosler, R-O-S-L-E-R, you can go to our petitions, and our petition, and the petition itself won't do it. It's just to add strength to something we're going to do and we want other people to do. And that is file a complaint with the California State Bar to have the lawyers at Twitter and Facebook disbarred so that they lose their licenses. They can no longer function because they are in violation of a law called Sarbanes-Oxley, which demands, which puts a watchdog role on all corporate lawyers that if they see anything going wrong, they must report it. First to the CEO and COO, and if not then, to the board of directors, and if not then, elsewhere. They're not doing that. Twitter's lead counsel sat right behind Jack Dorsey during the congressional hearings. She's the East Indian-looking woman who sat there staring at the back of his head the whole time. And he lied through his teeth, and it was her obligation, according to Sarbanes-Oxley, to lean forward and say, Mr. Congressman, what my client really means is. She never said a word. She sat there and let him lie. These people, if you want to stop Facebook and Twitter, we tell you how. We tell you how on the iPetitions, Rosler, you too can file your own complaint with the California State Bar. And if they won't disbar them, then it goes to the California Supreme Court. And they, believe it or not, the California Supreme Court leans slightly center right, not left. This can work. In fact, I was on a few weeks ago. I, was on 6 radio shows across the country, very big audiences, telling everybody to do that. In less than 24 hours, that's when Facebook went down for 15 hours with no prior warning, and no one could connect. We think they went in and started scrubbing their systems because they never did that before. But then nobody ever went after their lawyers before. So if you want to add strength into everybody's complaints to the bar, please go to Google iPetitions and my name, R-O-S-L-E-R, and you can sign a petition. Doesn't have many, only has about 80, 90 petition signatures so far because it doesn't get seen on social media. But if you're people who are really devoted to the cause that you guys stand for, they should go there and sign it. I'm looking for 20,000 signatures. Let's try to make it happen. Now, you want to still hear more about the movie?
Well, yeah, I'm sure that Bradley's going to want to jump on that because I think he just got a ban from Facebook for something he posted, and I know I got one here recently for something that's, I don't know, 6 years old. It isn't a violation of their terms of service, but you're right. These people are out to attack people and to shut down any dissent except for what they want to go through.
And if you want to put Facebook and Twitter both in a very, very awkward position, not only sign the petition, but start saying the names Xavier Von Erk and Del Harvey. The media won't touch them, but you and your listeners can. Xavier Von Erk, Del Harvey. Del Harvey claims to have worked at a psychiatric institute. We did very simple math on the dates. It's impossible because you would have been too young to start college to get the 4-year degree necessary to work with patients at a psychiatric institute. She claims to have worked right with them. She posted a picture of herself with two black eyes, blaming them on her dog when ocular self-abuse is what they call it, is typical in schizophrenics. We believe that she was institutionalized and said that she worked at an institution in case anyone recognized her. These people are really bad. They're really bad. So Xavier Von Erk, Del Harvey, get the word out about those two names. They're responsible for what's happening to everybody at Twitter. I guarantee it. If they want to sue me for saying it, God bless them. I can't wait for the discovery process. I'll be able to subpoena every computer in the place.
So we're basically saying the old adage of the nuts are running the nut house at Twitter.
Well, you know what? Twitter, in my opinion, Facebook and Twitter, conservatives don't like this, but no one solution is right for everything, and this solution is right for this situation. The government needs to take them over and regulate them, because conservatives can't do any worse than they're doing right now. They can't. And at least if government regulation was at hand, and supposing you had a Democrat president and two houses of Democrats running, you know, the Congress, you would still have oversight. You would still have ways of moderating what's happening. Right now there is none. And they should take them out of San Francisco and they should move them to someplace like Tennessee. Because San Francisco is an insane asylum. I had relatives who were there. I have friends there who are conservatives. I ask them, how do you stand it? They say, it's really difficult. The place is a madhouse.
David, hang on. We've got one final segment.
Okay.
I want to get to the movie. We've talked about the censorship that's trying to cut the movie off from being made. Final segment, I want you to bring up the movie. Let's talk about that and how people can help you get that thing underway.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744. 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, welcome back to the final segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, Bradley is doing ministry today, and tomorrow I'll also be with you. We're going to have some guests on to talk about, boy, if you've heard about indefinite detention, wait till you hear our guest tomorrow. This will be the story of Schaefer Cox. If you've heard it, you know what's going on. If you haven't heard it, you will want to tune in tomorrow. It should be something that causes you such outrage that you will not stop calling the White House until they release this guy. One other thing before we let David tell us about the movie and how we can help him get that out. I meant to make mention of this in the first segment. What do Gloria Allred and a Florida judge busted in a prostitution sting have in common? Read the article there. See how you can help. There's a woman who literally there are lives at stake. And I'll have more on that. But that's the continuing story here as I break down the investigation into the Deanna Williams story. Now, on the line with us again is David Rosler, RoslerStudios.com. David, you've told us about how the social media have been engaged. A bunch of criminals, it sounds like, that are behind it, are engaged in shutting you down from getting your message out to fund this film in which you're seeking to draw the millennials, the younger generation, back to Christ to present the gospel to them through the arts. And they're seeking to shut you down. Now let's talk about the film itself. You've told us kind of what it is. Give us a little more on that, and then let us know how can people help you in that endeavor.
You bet. Yeah, thank you. To begin with, it isn't, everyone should know this is not just one movie. There are four screenplays, unrelated to each other, different stories, that have been polished and budgeted. So once Orbiter brings money in, we go on to the next one. Once the second one's a World War II film, and so forth. Yeah, well, we've got a terrific crew. Mike Rumpkus is one of our associate producers. He's created the Substitute. There's a movie franchise for these movies called The Substitute. He ran the D.W. Griffith Awards, which were renamed ultimately the National Board of Review Awards. He ran those for 10 years. Basically, the New York version of the Academy Awards. And the members of the Academy Motion Picture Sciences have for decades looked to the Griffith and Board of Review Awards before determining which film wins Best Picture. He's highly credentialed. He's on board. My associate producer, Kathleen Schell, who actually booked this interview, she spent many years with Warner Home Video in charge of several East Coast territories. Well, they go to RoslerStudios.com. They can see the team. The movie also, by the way, is in stereoscopic 3D. So that should also bring in the millennials, the teens and the 20s. And what I what we're doing is there, you're scriptural based. So you're probably aware that there is a scientific what is called scientific foreknowledge in the Bible. I don't really have time to go into a lot of it, but there are references to things that could only have been known with current technology. And yet it was written in the Old Testament 3,500 years. These are not coincidences. It's become a huge fascination of mine in the last 10 years. And it describes the hydrological cycle. It describes the jet stream. There are references. Even God creating Eve by putting Adam to sleep, opening him up, taking out a rib, sealing the wound, sounds like nuclear surgery with anesthesia with the intent of cloning. It's unbelievable. And the more technology, we now know that there are neurons in the heart that collect emotional information. Scientists looked into this because they wanted to know why the recipients of heart transplants wound up taking on some of the personal preferences of the people who got the heart, the new heart. And it turns out that the heart is a repository for emotions, some emotions, and then they send those emotions back to the brain. Well, the Bible is the first place that says that, you know, love is in the human heart. Over and over, I found some examples. So all of these screenplays have some of this peppered into them. So that when the kids who are listening to Bill Nye the Science Guy, who is bashing Christians, when they're listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson, who runs the Hayden Planetarium, or used to before he was, you know, women said he was acting inappropriate. He may still have that job, I don't know. He bashes Christians all the time, but, you know, disgusting mockery. And kids listen to these guys. Teens and 20 people listen to these guys because they're science-based. So instead of fighting a perception of science against a perception of the supernatural, we're fighting science, secular, against proven science, biblical. And what I want to see happen is to have all these millennials sitting in the theater, and they hear something, and they pull out their cell phone, and they piggyback on the Wi-Fi of the theater, and they look it up, and they turn to their friend, and they say, dude, it's true. And then they walk out of the movie at the end, interested in God. That's my little dream scenario, and I think it's going to happen. To help us, we can't be seen anywhere on social media. So if your listeners could please just let us know that we're not alone in the universe. You know, because that's what it feels. It feels very lonely right now. All of our investors, we have to cultivate eye to eye. It's a very slow process, and it's killing us because we have a fairly significant overhead. If they could just go and donate something and say something nice, doesn't have to be much, $5, $10. GiveSendGo is the place. But the thing to do is to go to RoslerStudios.com, and on the main page at the top, on the little address bar at the top, right beneath the title for the studio, it will say Help Crowdfund. You can click on that and then follow the link from that page to the crowdfunder. We would be tremendously grateful. There are also, if you want to contact us through to investors@roslerstudios.com. We are offering 1.5% of the producer's gross for each $10,000. And I have set myself up as the distributor. I'm accepted by at least one major theater chain because I have a significant, one of the biggest players has agreed to handle our deliverables to the theaters. So we keep the money, which means if you're investing, you're going to make a huge return. It's not going to go to the distribution middleman. It's going to go to us. It's going to go to you, the investors. If they could, they can contact us, investors@roslerstudios.com. If you go to www.roslerstudios.com, click on the help crowdfund, go to the page, follow that to the crowdfunder, and let us know we're not alone. You know, let us know that we're not just adrift in the universe. Put in a little something, say hi, and God bless you if you do. We really need it. We need it for the morale of everyone involved. It's very difficult to keep the crew and the cast morale when it just looks like we're facing crushing defeat. So please, we're not facing crushing defeat. Invest in us. Also put in, you can invest and you can put in $10 or $20, right? I mean, it's not much for a crowdfunder. And just, you know, don't let the atheist left rule the world. They go on there and they post projects so vulgar and so offensive to any Christian, and they'll raise $500,000 in a few days. Don't let them do that. If you can't stop them, at least match them. So please go to our crowdfunder, throw in a little something. Again, roslerstudios.com. Hit the help crowdfund link. Go to that page. Click through. Or you can Google... Oh, I can't remember. It's convoluted, but that's how you get there.
Yeah, they can. People can Google iPetition and Rosler, R-O-S-L-E-R, and you can sign the petition there. David, thank you for joining us today. That's about all the time we have, and people can find your work there, and they can support the film at roslerstudios.com. Again, you can click on the top right for the crowdfunding, and you can also check out the comparisons of the work that he's done with basically no funds at all. You can see some of David's work. It is top notch. It is very high quality. Be sure to check that out. Look, you want to reach the younger generation, it's going to cost you something. You're going to either have to go out there to them, which is fine, do that too, or you can contribute to projects like this to try to reach them with the truth of the gospel. That's all we have for today. Join us tomorrow. Schaefer Cox. That's what we're going to talk about. You don't want to miss it. Tell your friends to tune in. Until then, see ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.